Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It's 28 July 2026. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. I thank you for a treat tonight. Everybody, every time I have this lady on, people seem to love our rapport, I guess you could say, our tit for tat and sharing information and talk about different things happening in the world. We're going to talk to Melody Seutram just in a second. She is the head of Discount Gold and Silver, the place for many years. If I did any business in precious metals, it was with Melody Seutram. And I've been pleased beyond words and how she's treated me. And that's the truth. And you will be too if you want to give her a shot. But anyway, before we go there, don't forget, we're going to have Bible study this weekend, starting 10:30 a.m. Eastern. You can just go to PastorBush.com and click on Rumble, and there will be. Or you can call the phone number, 339-209-5013, and listen there. And don't forget that the Bible study hour from 1 to 2, we're going to do something totally different this time. We haven't done this, but Phil mentioned it, and I thought it was a good idea. We want your input on miracles that happen in your life. And I mean that. I want your input. You say, well, it wasn't a very big one. It makes no difference. We want your input on what God has done for you in a supernatural way. I don't care what's healing or financial or physical. I don't know. But I want you to share this coming Saturday, please. We're going to lay aside a whole hour for you folks to call in and share your miracles. One of the greatest miracles of all is if you were born again by the blood of Christ, you can share that testimony. That is a huge miracle in and of itself. And don't forget, we're going to be offering for next week or so the War Powers Act, how all U.S. citizens became enemies of the state in order for them to control us and control our incomes. Now, folks, I'm not making this up. This is all in writing. The War Powers Act under Roosevelt. And he'll explain to you why we're in the mess we're in and why you no longer really have any constitutional rights. No, enemies don't have that. And also we're going to offer the truth on Pearl Harbor. Now, once you see that we were lied to and into World War II, it makes it much easier to believe that we were lied to into Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, and now Iran. It makes it much easier to see that we have been finagled in the wars that we shouldn't have been involved in order to line somebody's pockets. Now, these are both available, about 60 pages total, $29.95. That does cover postage and a little bit for paying Crystal to pack it up for us. But please, get a copy. Make all the copies you want of it. Share it with all your friends and family. Maybe they'll have enough courage to see the truth and believe it. That's all we do is offer, folks. We can't force anybody to read it or believe it, but we want to share the truth with you nonetheless. Now, to say our guest tonight, Melody Seutram, she's an old friend of mine and Marsha's in this ministry. If you listen to us on shortwave right now, Melly Seastrom is footing the bill for shortwave right now as we're speaking on shortwave. And she has been with us now for a long time. Got to meet her a few times in person at seminars and once up in her home area in Maryland. I spent some days with her, and I just had some good times and made some memories. So, Melody Seastrom, welcome to the broadcast.
Well, thank you very much. It's always fun to be here. I always enjoy doing these programs with you. And can I make one comment?
Absolutely, you can make a comment.
You were talking about your Saturday program about people calling and letting you know about their miracles and so forth.
Right.
And I'm not going to share my miracle, but someone shared their miracles with me, and it was this person from India, and I never even knew they had so many Catholic churches in India. I had no idea. I thought they had their own separate religion
India,
and so forth.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was sharing with me all his miracles that him and his wife had experienced. She was never to have any children. Multiple doctors told her she would never have a child, and God blessed her with a child, blessed them with a child. And sometimes I think we overlook miracles. I think sometimes we're so busy in our lives that maybe we're blessed with a miracle and we don't see it as such. So I don't know. I felt that I just needed to say that. So we need to look and again, share with you those miracles that people have experienced.
Absolutely. That's a very good point. I'm convinced all of us maybe have been spared from a car wreck an instant away, mm-hmm. you know, and we take for granted, you
mm-hmm.
know, but no, we could have been divinely protected and didn't even know it. That's a very good point, Melody. Thanks for sharing that. Very good point. You want to share one of your miracles besides getting to know me?
Well, I want to share when I was born again, and that was after my mother always left me. I wasn't baptized as a child. And back in 1998, we were studying together. She was going to be baptized again, and I was working to do baptism. Well, I lost her. And it was actually Easter of that year that I was baptized. So that
what
is
about
my
that?
Yes. So some very good friends, because we were further away than what my mother and I were working for, but some very good friends of mine that took me to their church, and I was baptized on Easter Day. So. That's my story.
Congratulations. That's an awesome,
yeah.
awesome experience. It
yeah.
really is. Be born again, then baptized to show that fact. That's an awesome experience. Well, thanks
yeah.
for sharing that, Miss Melody. I appreciate that. I do
mm-hmm.
appreciate that. And we got a lot to talk about tonight. I know you got several things you want to share, and I got some news headlines I want to share also. But it's being seen how you're the lady and you're my guest, and why don't you go first?
Okay. Did you see the announcement with Iran?
Which one's that?
Let me pull it up here. I just lost it. They fired ballistic missiles.
Yes. Go ahead.
Missiles were launched at U.S. bases. So, for the first time since they had this pause, of course, all the missiles were intercepted. But it was an attempted surprise attack. SETCOM said that the missiles were. So it's kind of interesting that this marks Iran's first ballistic missile attack against a U.S. base in the region since Friday, when they kind of did that pause on the attack. And so it's kind of interesting and a little scary at the same time, Butch.
Well, it is. And this isn't anywhere near over. I wish I could say I didn't believe that, but I do believe it. It's not anywhere near over. And it's amusing and frustrating. It makes me angry at the same time. Well, Iran's in serious talks with us now, and their leaders say we're not talking about making commitment to anything. Iran says one thing, Trump says the other. And I hate to say this about an American president, but I believe Iran. I really do. Trump lies so much, I won't believe him for good morning. But nonetheless, it's heating up. Matter of fact, Pentagon has finally admitted that we've had about 600 casualties that they're willing to admit to. Not deaths, casualties. There have been some deaths, of course, but about 600 people have been wounded and hurt in this war right now with Iran. That was coming out in little bits and pieces for a long time that they didn't want to admit that we were actually losing service members over there. But now they finally admit, the Department of Defense has finally admitted it, that this has happened. So we're not being told the truth.
You know what? That's a lot. Considering this is supposed to be a war that, you know, they're just hitting them and knocking them out and you know, no one's, you know, we're in charge and taking heat over the whole thing. That's a lot.
It is a lot.
So the war is that tells me it's not going as well as what we're being told.
Not even close. As a matter of fact, no matter what happens, we've already lost. I'm going to tell you why I say that. Even if we went in and took country over tomorrow, Iran has stood in the face of the supposed greatest power in the world for how long now? 2 months? And snubbed their nose at them. But Iran cannot surrender. People don't understand this. They can't surrender. It's not a matter of might and power in this. It's a might of their culture, beliefs, and their religion, which is opposition to Christianity. And by the way, Iran has the fastest growing Christian population of any nation in the world.
Yeah.
Interesting. But they can't surrender and keep their faith, so to speak. So this is not over by any means. This is only the beginning. And I'll share more stories. Well, I just want to do that now. We're on that. Let me just get this paper in front of me here so I want to share some things with you. And I think they're very important about this thing, Billy, because it's not at all slowing down. Ukraine fires on Iranian ships. Russian Ukraine dragged into the Iran war. Isn't that wonderful? I mean,
it's not funny, but
it isn't funny. But this turning the Iran and Ukraine wars into a single war brings us closer to a world war, and this already happened. So this is serious, people.
Was that why Zelensky was at the White
Probably.
House at the same time Netanyahu was?
Probably trying to get ready to form up a coalition there of some kind, perhaps. But Russia is being dragged into it. Ukraine been dragged into it. Now, Israel launches a military excursion into Syria amid UN condemnation. Now, Syria, if you read the Bible, folks, and you believe the Bible, most of y'all do, Damascus is one of the last signs. If Damascus is destroyed, it's one of the last signs before the end times. Read your Bible. It's in there. I used to be able to tell people where to look, but don't tell me more. Study for yourself. Find out where it is. That way you won't forget it. But Israel's soldiers advanced towards villages in southwestern Syria on Sunday. So they're setting up checkpoints at different places. They're invading Syria. Now, I did a teaching several months ago, Melody, where I taught American prophecy. I named nations by name. They're in the Bible. They are going to invade us in Western Europe. And I named them by name, and they're all falling in line right now. Now, Saudi Arabia is one of the ones that's going to attack us, by the way, and they've been allies for years, but now they're, since Iran's kicking our butt, so to speak, Saudi Arabia's kind of leaning the other direction. So this is all fulfilling prophecy. I don't like what I'm seeing, and I mean that, although I'm excited that God's word is true. It's being fulfilled as you speak, unless you know, folks, the lineup that I try to teach in that teaching. That lesson. Unless you know the lineup of what's happening, you'll never understand prophecy or what's happening in the Middle East and why this nation we call Israel, which is not Israel, is there. And it had to be there. It's prophesied that nation had to be there in the end times. It's all in God's plan. Now, Yemen joins Iran war, which threatens Saudi Arabia's oil supplies. So now Yemen's getting involved. And had bombed the key Saudi Arabian oil plant and Aramco, and has effectively closed down traffic flowing through the Red Sea. Isn't that wonderful? In addition, traffic being halted through the Strait of Hormuz. So this is all happening as we speak, and this is getting bigger and bigger every day. And again, I wouldn't trust Israel or America's leadership for anything. I can't. I interviewed briefly a couple months ago an Iranian during our Bible study one Saturday, And he said that the Iranian people don't want war. They don't. They're not mad at Americans, but because they know Americans are not really backing this. But then he said that if we're forced into it, we will fight with America. We don't want to. But what nation would, Melody, if you were under attack from any nation, as your country, and that's where you lived, you would naturally defend your home, wouldn't you?
You would. And, you know, and I know an Iranian woman, too, and a lot of her family is still over in Iran. And I saw her today, but I didn't have a chance to talk to her about it. And but, yeah, they want to be free from that regime. The people are good. It's the regime that they despise. But Trump isn't helping them out either. Remember, he was going to come to their aid and their rescue. And so many of those people depended on him. But isn't the first time America has left down another country that said we'd be there to help?
No.
You know, and, you know, then we end up turning our backs on them and walking away. So, you know, it's.
When I was directly involved in Vietnam, then Afghanistan, and others.
Yeah.
I mean, America is cannot be trusted, and the nations in the world know it. Even Europe knows it now. The European Union, NATO realizes America can't be trusted. And I'm not saying they're any better. Their leadership's no better than ours, maybe worse in some areas.
True.
But it's just a matter of fact that this has all come together for a purpose. And people would just, it, don't be discouraged as far as being worried. This is fulfilling God's word. And it isn't pleasant. But if you read the Bible about the last days, they're not going to be pleasant at all. And we're seeing things ramp up. And Melody's eventually, it's already happening. Not only the price of oil is going to go up, it is going up. I want to guess is where you are right now. It's about 388 here where I live locally.
We're over four easy.
It's 388 here in Stanton. And what where I get, that's 358. But it's just.
Oh, no, we're over four.
And it's going to keep going up. But food's getting scarce. With the droughts, the fires, the floods, food's being destroyed. And it's part of the plan, people. It really is. It's, again, fulfilling prophecy. Man thinks man is doing it, and they are. But God is directing his word through mankind. And hitch up. It's going to be a rough ride. Maybe people my age won't see it. Maybe not all of it. But there's a chance I'll see a lot of it. So I'm telling you, folks, prepare yourself. Please get ready for what's coming as best you can. Don't worry about it. Don't sit around and become discouraged and frustrated about it. Prepare yourself best you can and put the rest in God's hands. Go ahead, Melody.
Well, you mentioned Aramco, that they're getting involved somehow. You know they own our largest refinery here in the United States.
I did not know that. All right.
Yes, they do.
I did not know that.
Yes, they do. So, again, everything is so interconnected. And you know, you also made a comment about here we are, the United States, with the biggest military, and we can't do anything with Iran. Sounds a little bit like Russia and Ukraine.
It does, doesn't it? A Russian Afghanistan, and us in Afghanistan. We both got our butt kicked.
Yeah, so is it all by design? Is this what they're playing out? It makes you wonder.
Well, no war is an accident. You know that.
True.
No war is that. As I said many times, General Smedley Butler said, war is a racket. It's a money-making proposition. And I heard another guy the other day on a broadcast, and I didn't catch his name, but he was in Southeast Asia during the Vietnam, when the war, the police action, whatever. But he talked about shipping drugs back in body bags. I knew that. I was there. And he talked, and people didn't want to believe it. They didn't believe me. I just quit talking about it. Nobody believed me. No one wanted to believe me. I talked about ears for beers. And what I explained what that was. They didn't believe it. And well, Americans would never do that. And we didn't go in and kill complete villages. I know we did, but they didn't believe it. We controlled the weather of Ho Chi Minh Trail and Operation Popeye. And all this happened. But after a while, when you come home from that and, it wasn't a very popular war anyway, and I wasn't involved in direct combat a lot. I was in combat support, but no one wanted to believe what was going on, so I just quit talking about it. And just about 2 weeks ago, I was in the hospital at Morgantown. My sister-in-law came up to visit. Now, this really shocked me to tears, actually. She wanted me to tell her about the experiences I had. She's the first person I've ever talked to in detail about it, other than a couple of friends who were over there in worse situations than me. But she wanted to know. And for years, she said, I always thought, well, she didn't say it this way, but I always thought you were a little bit nuts. She said, now I can see that you're telling the truth. You know, so anyway, that truth is coming out. People in America, not all of them, but a bunch of them are getting fed up with this. I mean, we now have in New York City and even governorships electing socialist communists to office. I mean, and direct everything. How you put this? Well, the people in America have been so dumbed down. They have no idea what a socialist or communist or capitalist is. They have no idea. All they know is they want more for themselves and less for the rich. That's what they see. They want everything given to them free. And unfortunately, they've been getting it that way. Have they not?
They certainly have.
So you go ahead. I don't mean to take up the whole program. Please join me and say what you want to say.
Oh, yes, you did.
My dear, for a little bit. But now it's your turn.
Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, okay. But, you know, it's interesting when you talk about Vietnam. Look what we did. We destroyed. And then look at this. Look at Vietnam today. Mm-hmm. Look what we did to Japan. Look at Japan today. We've done this to so many countries, and then we build them up. And there's all reasons. It's all done for money. It's all done for wealth. But it's not done with that wealth for us. So we get to pay for it all, and they're the ones who get wealthy on it. So it is all by design, and it's, you know, where do we go from here? It can't turn around.
How can anything
be turned around? It's too late for 20 years or more. 30 years has been too late to turn anything around. We try. We try to educate. We try to share. But it's too late. And I know then people will call and say, well, you know, you can't be negative and say it's too
That's
late
not negative.
And so forth and whatnot. It's not negative. It's just a fact.
It's biblical. It's a fact. There's a line you cross, and America's crossed that line. And the folks, 2 Kings 24:4, will tell you the sin that God will not pardon, and that's the shedding of innocent blood. That's not just unborn babies. That's people all over the world. America shed blood for control and wealth. That's in your Bible.
You know what, Butch?
What's that?
I saw a commercial. I can't remember what station it was. It was probably one night when I was flipping or something on the, and I came. There was this commercial, and it was these women who were saying, "I'm proud that I had an abortion.
Uh-huh.
I'm proud. I'm thankful." I couldn't believe there was like five or six different women saying this. I couldn't believe it. I was shocked.
It's sick. It's perverted. It's perverted beyond words.
I know. And I've never seen anything like that before. You know, I never.
2 Kings 24:4, folks, read it for yourself.
Yeah. So we're there.
We are there. People's minds have become callous. Not all of them. I'd say the majority of people in America still have a conscience and want to do what's right. But it's turning so quickly in the wrong direction. And he said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And that's what's happened in America. And Thomas Jefferson said, "You can't a people that's going to be free must be educated." They have uneducated us for many, many years in public fool zones. And that's just what it boils down to.
Why do you think Trump said in his first campaign that he loved the uneducated?
Oh, yes.
Exactly.
It's easy to control people that are ignorant. They don't know what you're talking about. And they've done this down on purpose. You know, right here in West Virginia, and this has been a bunch of years ago, 15 years ago, maybe more, a school teacher that I know, she's still a teacher, said to quit teaching math in the schools, at least in her school. How do you do math if you can't multiply? I mean, you multiply when you add. When you divide, it's all together. It works together. It has to work together. How do you figure it out if you can't even multiply a number? I mean, it's unbelievable. Ugh. Go ahead.
I mean, it truly is, and it's, you know, and as much as you hear people talk about it, there isn't one thing being done. The Department of Education is still functioning fine.
Trump's going to shut down. Trump is going to shut down.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's still functioning, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Still taking beans and dollars. Yes, it is.
Yep. So there you have it.
And by the way, you probably saw this. Todd Starnes puts out some good little news blurbs. Folks, listen to this. 7 taxpayer-funded grocery stores in Chicago permanently closed. Surprise, surprise, surprise. 7 Save a Lot grocery stores in Chicago South and West Sides shut down permanently over the weekend reigniting debate over whether taxpayer-funded efforts to sustain grocery stores in underserved neighborhoods can succeed over the long term. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson and then the Democrats who rule the Windy City should have paid closer attention to how government-run grocery stores worked out in the Soviet Union. Chicago better brace itself for bread lines. I mean, these people are so damnably ignorant that they think they can put up free food and the store's going to hang in there. I guess it took donations, maybe. I don't know. But basically, free food. People are greedy as a whole. And if you put it in a neighborhood, well, people don't really, a lot of them don't want to work, and maybe some of them would like to but can't. But if we give away free food and somebody else is paying for it, guess how long it's going to last, Melody?
Well, it's not going to last, and I think everybody knows that. I mean, we were raised on there's nothing free, you know. There's just nothing free in this world. Never has been, never will be. And it's a temporary situation, but that's what they're planning on. They're planning on, you know, all these jobless people to keep them quiet and so forth. They're either going to kill you one way or another. You're going to get, you know, some paltry little universal basic income, just enough to allow you to go to work for them, and they might pay you a little bit more. So, you know, we've been used. They're going to continue to use us. And,
there's no way around it. It's happening right now. No. And UBIs, universal basic incomes, are now a thing. It's happening. It's going to get worse because people are losing their jobs, and California is going to be one of the California has got to be, if you want to see a socialist state, look at California. People are leaving in droves. The people that make the money, the millionaires and billionaires, are moving out of there, leaving, taking businesses with them, and they still have 11.5% sales tax. I mean, come on, people.
Yeah, but Butch, every state is a socialist nation. Every state has these free,
it really is.
Benefits to everybody.
We're getting ready to go to break. Melody, hang on through the break, folks. Your phone call next half hour. As always, 717-300-1698. Come to us.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us, and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks. We are back here. We're talking to Melody Cedarstrom, one of the best friends I've ever had in this ministry, and it's a pleasure to have her tonight. And Melody, tell the folks before we get any further how they can contact you. Just want to ask them a question about investing in something besides paper.
They can call me at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. You can always email me also at discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com. discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com.
And folks, I would call her, ask them questions. And I mean that, seriously ask them questions. I can tell you right now from my personal experience, now, if I hadn't followed instructions of her and some others, I wouldn't have been in as decent shape I am right now financially. I'm not a wealthy man, but I'm not in debt. I bet I can pay the bills. Now, if it wasn't for her, this wouldn't have happened. I'd still been paying for a house. Now, that's the truth. Now, I'm going to share one more story here, Mel. Then we'll get the phone lines in a minute, folks. I promise. Again, 717-300-1698. New Jersey governor, and New Jersey governor, by the way, is a very liberal lady. But anyway, they did something really good. Now, folks, we told you a couple, 3 months ago or longer, that grocery stores are going to change their prices electronically on their shelves when you walk up to them. They know who you are. They know your background. They know basically what you're making financially. They'll raise and lower their prices as per individual. Did you hear what I said? They have the capability of lowering the price for somebody that maybe they think is a lesser economic status or raise on you to think you got more. Now, New Jersey governor signs law banning surveillance pricing to protect shoppers. Melody, I never thought I'd live to see a day when a store could automatically change prices by your profile. Read your facial scan, knows who you are, knows your background. Just like in Minority Report did in a movie many years ago, but New Jersey Governor Mickey Sherrill recently signed a new law prohibiting businesses from using shoppers' personal information to charge different prices for identical products, making her state the third in the U.S. to ban the practice. The Fair Price Protection Act passed by New Jersey legislature seeks to protect consumers from surveillance pricing, which retailers can use data including online activity, location, and purchasing history to arbitrarily change prices for individual shoppers. New Jersey families are already feeling the pressure of higher costs, Cheryl said in a statement after signing the law. The last thing you need is companies to secretly using their personal data to charge them more than someone else for the exact same product. Now, my question is this, how do they know it's you if they don't have your facial scan ID? Now, Melly, does that make sense to you? How do they know it's Melly Seastrom if they don't know who you are being there? How do they know they change the price on that unless they know who you are? They can check your background, online sales, whatever, once they know who you are, but they can't do it until they know who you are. Comments?
Well, you know, isn't that what China's doing already in their social scale? Mm-hmm. I mean, so the program has already been set. The program has already been activated. If you don't think we're working with China, then you got another thing coming, too. So you can't have a billion population in the world and not control them. You have to control them.
This is how far we are in to the beast system, LD.
Yeah.
Flock cameras everywhere. Now they have flock cameras with drones flying 2,000 feet over your head and tracking where you go.
Yep.
All of this is happening as we speak. And we still get up and saying, tell everybody how free we are. And we're free people. We're not regulated. We're not controlled. Folks, this, when we say those things, we are proving what a complete uneducated idiot they made out of all of us. And I'm telling the truth. I don't care whether I like it or not. I'm telling the truth. We are controlled, monitored, probed, prodded, guided by what we think. They control your thoughts. People watch your phone all day long. That's controlled thoughts. Watch TV, whatever it is. Your thoughts are being manipulated. You're being brainwashed, and you don't even know it. If you knew it, it wouldn't happen, would it? That's called deception. Melly, go ahead. I get kind of angry about this.
You know,
we're so ignorant of these things. Go ahead.
And you know, it's funny that we've been, we're just humans. I mean, there's so many polls and marketing and everything to know how to what people will accept and what they won't accept. And so, you know, Butch, is it any fault of the people? Because, I think of the retired people that I know. What do? They don't do anything. You know, and they've always been after me to retire and so forth. And it's like, yeah, well, you know, I'd like to, but I just don't want to. Because what am I going to do? Fall into the same category as what they do? Nothing? And I know there's a lot of useful people out there that are retired and they do a lot of good and so forth. They care of the grandbabies and everything. And I get all that. But in the meantime, they don't want to know what's going on in the world. They only pick up the few pieces that the news gives them on a daily basis, or what Facebook gives them, or whatever program or podcast that they watch. So we set ourselves up.
We do, and. There's really no excuse not to know these things because they're everywhere. I mean, alternative radio, like I've done for almost 34 years, has proven all this. But we are willfully ignorant because knowing the truth can be uncomfortable, Melody, and it makes you think, maybe it makes you respond differently than that you normally would. So we are willfully ignorant of the fact. And I know that most people ain't going to say that, but I can't help it. We've deceived ourselves in a way to placate ourselves so we won't get scared. We won't run and hide, but we have another COVID breakout, whatever. People will flock to doctors and end up in the hospitals. I had a nurse on last night from Tennessee, sweet lady named Kimberly Overton, has her website up and proved what she's saying. 80% of the people that were hooked to ventilators during COVID died, and the hospitals are paid bonuses because of that. The folks, this is all real. That's how ignorant we become as a nation. So running from the truth only takes you further in deception and destruction. Melody, go ahead. We'll take a phone. I promise get the phone calls in. Go ahead, Melody.
Well, no, I mean, I agree with you 100%. And, you know, COVID was a test. You know, I believe the quit smoking campaign, it was all a test to control people. Sure. Yes, it's a good thing that so many people quit smoking. That's a good thing. But that's what they use. We're so, I don't know why I have a tendency to see things, you know, that nobody else sees. But it's just so simple. You can see how they can, how they manipulated it, and they used it. They used the non-smoking pitch, you know, how many years ago? 50 years ago? And it was all about how to control people. And look how they controlled us.
I agree. Totally agree.
And they use that and multiple ones I could think of to where across, over the years they've done the same thing. So 1-800-375-4188.
There you go. Give it one more time.
1-800-375-4188.
And folks, we'll get your phone calls. Let's go and take a phone call right now. Let's talk to Brady from Arizona. Brady called last night, and he's a faithful listener. Brady, come on in. Welcome.
Yeah, good evening, folks. You know, you're talking about how the older generation is brainwashed by what they watch, like on TV. Like my parents, just for example, if they see it on Fox News and you tell them a different opinion of what happens, the real truth, they'll take Fox News over time.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And, well, you're a nut. Besides that, you're a family. What do you know?
Yeah, you never. Yeah, that's what I say. Why would they trust you anyway? And, but the thing is, and just to go a little further with the AI now, I said, if you're, when I deal with different people when we're discussing, if you're going to take the word over AI over me, I don't even want to discuss anything. You know, because AI is making people really stupid, to be honest. And they don't do any independent research anymore. They just think, oh, I can look it up on my phone. So the independent research is gone. Take, for example, Lindsey Graham. You know, I'll ask you, how did Lindsey Graham die? You know, I'll give you what they said in his country, and then I'll give you the real truth, what happened. Well, how do you feel he died?
I don't know what the news said, but what how did he die?
Well, what did they say on the TV here? They said he had a heart attack or something. You know,
right.
And he was over in Kiev walking around the drone factories, and he was hit by the missile. You know, but you can't
have that news
because that destroys the narrative. That's Trump's number one spokesperson, you know, for Israel. And you got to remember, these are two Israelis. You know, you got Bibi Netanyahu, who is a Polish Israeli, and Zelensky, who is a Polish Israeli. And now you got another one that's coming into the picture, Malay Kowski is also the last name of the guy from Argentina. They're all related. And it's just making me sick. And now the U.S. government and Israel, why do you think they're coming? Why they're coming to the United States to meet with Trump is because they're giving all our war powers and all our military and everything that we know in our military, all our equipment, all our weapons, they want to be co-mingled with the Israel again. And why would we be doing that at this time? We're going to give our military and all our information to Israel?
Well, we've been doing that for years, and what we don't give them, they just steal. That's just the way it's been.
Yeah, it's rotten.
It is rotten.
I don't know what to say. How do we stop it? Because right now, we're the most hated nation besides Israel in the world right now.
And rightfully so. Wow. Rightfully so. Good call. And good call. Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you very much.
Brady. All right. Thanks for call. Good call. Good information. Any comments, Melody?
You know, that it really is interesting about Lindsey, because no one saw him after he came back from his trip. The only one that spoke to him was Donald Trump. And so it does
kind of
open the door for a lot of what he said. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I did not hear that. So he broke the news on here. I hadn't heard it before. So that's interesting. And folks, phone line is open. Go ahead.
He made a very, very good point. did.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And folks, have a phone line open. We only have one line open tonight, but you can call right now, 717-300-1698. Yeah, we are in a mess worldwide. It's not just in America. The whole world being affected. I mean, the weather modifications happening right now all over Europe, all over the United States, earthquake in Japan. Folks, this is not a coincidence. Please read your Bible. It says it's going to be pestilence and famines and earthquakes all over the world. And it's happening. Yes, it's scary. I'm not going to say it isn't scary. I don't look forward to what's coming. But it's also exciting knowing that God's word is true. Go ahead, Melody.
Butch, I've been under a tornado warning twice in less than a week. So,
which is rare.
Yes, and I'm under one right now. And it's rare. I mean, this is the East Coast.
Yes, it is. Well,
you know.
Go ahead.
And this is the second warning in less than a week. So.
We never, I mean, maybe one tornado a year, maybe two in West Virginia. Our countryside is not conducive to tornadoes. We had 17 last year hit down this state. Not major ones, but tornadoes nonetheless. It's unheard of here. They were very, very, very rare here, but now they're showing up here more often. So, yes, folks, if you don't believe the weather has been modified and played with, and I don't want to convince you. If you don't see it now, you're probably not going to see it. But I know looking at it, it can be scary. But folks, burying your head in the sand is even more dangerous. You need to call Melody and ask how you can prepare some, at least financially. Now, I'm not saying everything is going to be cured because you did some things financially. I just know personally, it saved my buns and Marsha's buns by paying attention to people a long time ago taught us these things, and I owe them a great deal of gratitude for that, because they took time to teach me things I did not know, and no one had taught me, because I was dumbed down in the public school system also. So understand, people, all we're trying to do is help. We're not here to try to convince you of anything that you don't want to do. We're offering avenues for maybe that way you can make things a little easier on yourself and your family, as I tried to follow and learn from. So it's available if you want. If it isn't, there's nothing to do about it except to tell the truth. That's all I know to do. All right, let's talk to Darlene. I don't know where Darlene's calling from. I don't know. I think that maybe, I don't know where she's calling from. Anyway, go ahead, Darlene.
I guess we were talking. I'm from Indiana. But anyhow.
Indiana, okay.
Years ago, I remember Melody Sinistrom had a gentleman on that since died quite some time ago. And he talked about the voting machines and how his dad taught him that the ability to screw with the voting machines was in the patent. And it was the first machine out of Lockport, New York. And I remember her show having that information on, and I still remember it to this day, and many other things that her show has taught us. And the other thing is the weather modification. There are some nasty books. I say nasty because it's so uncomfortable to read. The latest one is The Geoengineered Transhuman, The Hidden Technology of HARP, Chemtrails, 5G, 6G, Nanotechnology, Synthetic Biology, and the Scientific Effort to Transform Humanity. And it's a spooky book. It's done by Alana Freeland.
Well, all that's all true. It is spooky. I mean,
I believe it's true because because I've been following this a long time, you know.
It's all by control of us. It's all by control of our personal lives, our family lives, our nation. We're under control. People do not want to hear that, Darlene, but doesn't change the facts at all. It is what it is.
No.
We're living in a nation that's under control.
No, bliss is beautiful. You know, I used to be in bliss. But now I can't stand bliss.
Absolutely.
It is uncomfortable, and there's no way I would get through it without, I call him Yahweh. But anyhow, you guys do a great job.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Darlene.
Thank you.
I really appreciate
it. Good
the
team, you know what I mean?
Thank you, Darlene.
Thank you, Darlene.
People like you help us while we're here, and I want to thank you for that.
All right.
Thank you so much.
And, this
is a team effort.
Too, because he does a great effort.
Oh, yes. This is a team effort. It's a team effort. Yes, it is. No doubt about it. Sure. But thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
You're
that.
Welcome. Be safe.
Okay.
Thank you, Darlene.
717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. We're down about the last 5 minutes here or so, so give you time to call if you hurry. But Melody, what Darlene said is true. I mean, people appreciate you, and I know I do. And Bob Chapman, and you taught me a lot many years ago. Bob Chapman, I still miss that man's wisdom and intelligence when it comes to this kind of thing. I miss him being here. I do. He was a great asset to people that were trying to find the truth on different alternative news sources. But our country is going down the tubes at a very rapid pace, and we need to do what we can to protect ourselves and our families as best we know how, Melody. That's all we can do. We're not going to stop this world that's getting swept into a whirlpool of oblivion. We're not going to be able to stop it, but we got to at least try to help ourselves and help others, don't we?
We do. And, you know, and not only Bob Chapman, someone called me this week from the past, was the daughter of Dr. Stan.
Oh, really?
Dr. Stan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And, you know, those were two men. And you're included in that group. You, Dr. Stan, Bob Chapman, you all brought so much, and you're still bringing it. To help folks understand and to make sure we make the right decisions with going forward. And it is a spiritual battle, and you're there to help us through that part too, because it's just as confusing as everything else at times.
Yeah, it is. And thanks for saying that. It's quite an honor you said that. I appreciate that. That humbled me to hear that. Because I know who I am. I'm an old hillbilly from West Virginia, and come from a little town called Washington.
Bob Chapman, do you know what Bob Chapman told me? He says, you know, Pastor Butch will say he's this hillbilly. He says, but don't believe him. And that's right from his mouth. That's right from his heart. He says, don't believe him. That man is smart.
Well, appreciate
that. And that's
what he said. I wish you told my school teachers that. Man, made better grades. But we're down about the last 2-3 minutes here. And folks, again, the line's open. If you want to call, we'd love to hear from you. We have time for a quick phone call if you want to share some things with us. But we are in, and again, the phone can come in right now. We get it. But we are in dire straits. Spiritually, please, please, please make sure you're right with Christ. You know who he is. That he's your personal savior, not just somebody you know the name of. Satan knows his name. And he trembles when he hears it. But Satan definitely is not a believer, a Christian, and a believer in Christ for salvation. You need to be. Any question about that, you call me. I love to talk to you. You can call the office at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Faith will find me, and I will call you back. And I'll do it as quick as I possibly can. That's a promise. Let's go to Mark in Wisconsin. Mark, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Butch. Hi, Melody.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? All right?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, good. Listen, I saw an article that right now they're putting cameras on trash trucks all over the country. So as they go and pick your trash up, they photograph your property, and they notice that, oh, you put a new window in. You forgot to get a permit for that new window, and you have to pay a fine. Yesterday, the night before, we had a terrible tornado, an ES4 here. It landed in Neenah, Wisconsin. And that
Appleton had it too, huh?
Well, I'm in Appleton. No, I'm in Appleton.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm in Appleton, and it hit here, but we didn't get anything. We got like 70, 80 mile an hour winds, and dark like you can believe, and the trees were going back and forth, but actually landed in Neenah. It was an EF4. An EF3.
Wow.
And it's got to be 500, 800 homes, destroyed businesses.
Wow.
And the whole area is all shut down. You can't go from point A to point B. You have to go all the way around to get to point B.
Now, what's that doing to businesses, people's incomes, people's way of feeding their families, being able to buy groceries? Yep. Folks, this is all serious, very serious.
Yep.
Anything else, Mark? Go ahead.
Well, I'm just thankful that the storm didn't hit me because I actually saw it at my window.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Wow, that's close.
Heavenly Father had his angels around me.
Amen. Yes, yeah, I agree.
Okay. I agree. Thanks, guys. I'll
Thanks
talk to you
call,
later.
Mark. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Well, we're down about the last minute or so here, so I want you to wrap it up and what you want to say.
Well, I'm glad he's surrounded by his angels as I am, as I'm waiting for this warning to go off, as I
there
sit in
go.
My closet. But no, I want to always thank each and every one of the listeners and all of those who called Discount Gold and Silver and who supported Discount Gold and Silver for over 31 years. And it's only by the support of the people who purchase from Discount Gold and Silver is, you know, I'm able to give back by helping Pastor Butch and by helping other programs too, that I believe really do a good job in helping people understand and keeping people informed. So I thank you.
Well, Melody, I thank you for being with us tonight. This is a blast. We'll do it again next month if I can get you tied down long enough. Now, just don't get blown away, okay?
I know, don't. I hope not. You might see me flying through the trees, but anyway.
Well, like I said, just ride your broom. You'll be all right. But anyway.
Okay. Hey.
Well, Melody, we love you, and I mean that,
all
and we'll
right,
talk to you in the very
too.
Near future.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
Wow. What can I say? We always have a great time, folks, but we, as you know, we talk about a serious thing because this is a very serious situation. Our whole world is up to its eyeballs in chaos. America is literally disintegrating before our eyes. It's just prophesied in the Word of God for the end time America. The war that's coming in our direction is prophesied in Ezekiel 38 and 39. That teaching is available if you want it. If you don't want it, if it scares you, don't get it. But it's available if you want it. All I can do is offer. I'm not in charge of anything else. All I can do is offer. And make available to you if you want it. The truth, people, may not be pleasant, but it'll set you free. You'll no longer be walking around in fear continually because you know what's coming as it's prophesied, and you know that your God is in charge, and he's the one that's going to bring all this to pass. So we have to understand this. This is not an accident. This is happening the way he planned it. Understand that. And, folks, please do something to protect yourself. All right? Give Melody a call. God bless y'all. I'll see you tomorrow night. So have a wonderful night.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.